All right, what's up, everybody? I am here with Scott. Scott, what is up?
Good to be talking with you, Zach.
Yeah, Scott, you have been on the periphery of the podcast for a while, a proponent for sure, and we finally have you on here. You're the person behind the person and the guy that I have to report the numbers to when the podcast does well or doesn't do well. So it's nice to have you on here so you can see how this all works.
Yeah, absolutely. And the numbers have been great, by the way. So keep it up.
The numbers have been pretty good. Yes. We continue to go upward, which is exciting. What is your role at New Harbor, or your overarching responsibilities, I guess?
Yeah. So I've got responsibility for basically the revenue coming into the company. So that's the outside sales organization, client satisfaction, and our technical folks that are out in the field as well.
And I guess one question I think that I want people to hear is, you know, you and Justin took the initiative to essentially take New Harbor and try an approach to marketing that a lot of companies are maybe dabbling in, but haven't really jumped into. And that is like content development. So, example, the podcast, and we do blogs and we're starting to do video stuff. What is your, you know, do you have a background in marketing, and how come, like, you know, you seem to be on the leading edge of this stuff?
Well, way back in the day, I actually did major in marketing. But to be honest, the marketing from a number of years ago compared to today, some of the fundamentals are the exact same. The avenues to get there are different. But the bottom line is you want to be able to reach out to potential prospects as well as clients and be able to share something that's relative with them that makes them feel good about the organization that they're hearing from. I think marketing today, my take is it's a lot more you've got to give to get versus we're just going to get on and try to ask for your business in one way or the other. So it is a lot about the content development.
And are you seeing like trends maybe, you know, specifically, you kind of have to keep things at like the 30,000 foot level, because like you said, you're responsible for, you know, everything that has to do with marketing and sales. So when you look at maybe some of competitors or, you know, others in our sort of cohort of companies, you know, what are the things that you see that you're sort of like, oh my God, we can't do that. Or like, that is just so, so bad.
Well, I do think there's a lot of traditionalists out there that continually are throwing money, I would say, and effort and resources into areas that just don't provide a big return today. And the idea of doing face-to-face back in the day, back before C19 anyway, doing a lot of seminars, well, that may not be the best way to reach people, to have people physically have to stop what they're doing and go to a physical location and sit there and listen to a sales pitch. We've tried to be a lot more innovative with always the focus around what can we provide to people that will be of value to them. If they decide to eventually become clients of New Harbor or not, we still feel like we've got to provide value. And I think that's one of the differentiations that we've seen when we look at our competitors.
And I'm sort of taking a non-circuitous route to this point that I think, if you listened to Kyle's podcast, from last week, we talked about how, you know, you're one of the OG members as well. I believe you were here very early on in the company.
Yeah.
like top four, I think, or maybe even, earlier than that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So you've been around for a while. One of the things that we talked about was just how the fact that like the sort of original members who obviously have worked their way up through the leadership, or not even really worked your way up. Like you basically were like, you started it and the rest of the company sort of had to be built around you guys. But like the fact that you all are still, you know, driving a lot of the initiatives and efforts and trying to push, the people who are eventually, you know, going to follow on, to think in a way that's maybe different from a lot of, you know, not just tech companies, but corporate companies as well, is the fact that, like, you know, you're very entrepreneurial and flexible. And do you think, A, that that is sort of why you've taken maybe like grabbed on to these sort of non-traditional marketing techniques more so than maybe other companies? What is that, where that comfort level comes from? And then also, do you think that it's, that has helped us throughout the fact that we're dealing with this national or international pandemic that has maybe swallowed up some other companies that have not been able to adapt in that same way?
Yeah, so a couple of questions here, but the idea of the of being more innovative than maybe others, I think part of it really when it comes down to this, Justin and I both were involved in organizations that we saw probably a lot of really good things, but also saw some things that I know I personally said, geez, if I ever go back into industry, I did take some years off and moved into education. But if I ever go back to industry, there's some like must-haves, and one of them was to be in a situation where you could make decisions that you thought were actually going to help not only your company but just as importantly clients, and to have every thought process have that as a major factor really turns around how you run a business. You know, those things become paramount, and that drives the marketing side. It's like, okay, now that I know that I've got to be thinking about the client at all times and making sure that we're providing value at all times. That being said, how do I use marketing to be able to still follow that, you know, that initial directive? And the idea of doing podcasting and blogs are just that, right? They're aspects of providing value and doing them in a medium that is, you know, widely used by the majority of people today. The idea of putting something in a magazine or a newspaper is just not a good use of time.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the idea of saying people are in their cars, people are walking around with earphones on, people are listening to something. If we can provide something for them to listen to of value, outstanding. If people are on their computers, their phones, their whatever device they use, and they're reading. So what can we provide something to them that's going to be valuable for them to read, that provides some background on who we are as a company, what we can provide, but more importantly, some things that can help them actually run their business if they just ever decide to go with New Harper or not.
Yeah. And the other thing that I think is really interesting, and I would say, you know, Justin in particular has pushed this, is the fact that, like, he doesn't want anything to sound corporate or like a sales pitch. Like, he sort of said, like, this, the point of this stuff is, you know, you've hit on it, I think, multiple times throughout the conversation already, is that, you know, it's value added. So the whole purpose of it is, you know, cool, maybe we're going to help some, you know, person who just happens to be listening to this, who's running a small business, who maybe doesn't have the resources necessarily to, you know, sign up with a cybersecurity company, whether it's New Harbor or anyone else. But if we can provide them like this little tidbit of information, like, hey, you know, here's how to, you know, like, we got blogs on literally everything. Like, in some cases, they're how to's to secure something that you have. So it's sort of like, you know, I think, you know, when you're talking traditional, some of those traditionalists look at that as like giving things away, you know, when in reality, I think you and Justin have sort of hammered on, like, no, the goal is to help people. When people are helped, they develop a relationship, they trust you. And then when the time comes and they have the opportunity and, you know, maybe they're looking for a company, that's when we can step in and say, hey, cool, we're glad you like our service before we even pitch to you. Now here's what we can do now that we have a professional relationship. You know, is that sort of, I guess, has that been the driving force since the early days, or is that something that's evolved with, you know, just the experiences as the company has grown and changed over the years?
That has been a pillar really since the beginning. It was all about providing value to clients, regardless if it's paid for or not, with the intention being, it's like anything else. If you're going to establish a long-term relationship with somebody or some organization, there's going to be a couple of things that occur in every one of those relationships. And one of those is just the give and take. Like, there's got to be giving, and then you're going to get stuff back. And it's what we wanted to do really from day one. And it wasn't about how many clients we can bring on board within a certain period of time. The measuring stick was how happy and how satisfied are the clients that are with us. And that was early on, and it still is today, measured by, are they continuing to do service with us? Do they continue to contract us to provide additional services above and beyond what they started with? And if we were to text the chief information officer or the chief or the CISO of the organization, if we had a relationship close enough that we texted that person, would they text us back?
That's a good measure.
Yeah, that's sort of the measure. Like, would we go out and have a beer with them on a Friday night? If we saw them with our kids walking around on Church Street in Burlington or some other location in Boston, and we were with our family and kids and we saw them, would we be most likely to move towards them to talk in another direction? And I would say, down to every last client, we would be excited to see them and excited to introduce our families to their families. So I think that's sort of one of these acid test measuring ways of, are you really practicing what you preach, and is it really what you believe? And I think it's also driven to the type of people that we've hired over the years. We want people that have that relationship capability and want to put that client in that first chair when making decisions.
Yeah, and I think that's reflected in the, one of the first pillars of the company is, protect the house, take care of everyone that works there, which is antithetical to a lot of companies' approaches, that they're like, no, the customer's always right, the customer's always first. Well, maybe that's true. Like, you should obviously take care of the customer as much as possible. But, we talked about it a little bit on the last two of those caring for the team episodes, in that, if you don't have staff that care about the clients and develop those relationships, and you can trust that they're going to go and like reflect the company very well because they know they're taken care of, they believe in the company, then how's that going to work? And I think the other thing that I've noticed, especially with you, the OG members, you, Kathy, Kyle, Justin, like some of these people have been around for, the extent of the company, is that you're all like evangelists first. Like, more than like the company, like, you wouldn't walk up to someone and be like, hey, I work for New Harbor. Hey, can we interest you in blah, blah, blah? It would be more like, oh yeah, I work for New Harbor. Oh, hey, this is blah, blah, blah from New Harbor. What's going on? How you doing? Like, it's like almost that relationship is first and foremost, no matter what. And then you get to business when you get to business. And if you don't get to business, we'll get to it later. And that's how a relationship's formed. And I've seen that in some of the sales pitches that I've seen from some of our folks, as well as, just it's in the company. Like, when I run into you or Justin at the office or anyone else, although we've been out of the office for a while now, it's not like, hey, how are those numbers, or what can I do to make this, make more money? It's, how's the family? How are things going? Is everything all right with school? How are the kids? Blah, blah, blah. Even our weekly meetings, you never start with like, here's the numbers, let's start hammering away. I mean, half the time we just sit there and sort of catch up, which is really, again, in my experience in some of these worlds, that's not the case. So I think that's reflected across the company. And maybe just quickly, because we're running out of time here, maybe describe some of those early days. Is that sort of like, did you guys make a pact to sort of do that? Or was it just inherent in the group that formed? Like, was that just a natural forming that, I don't know how to describe it, like a lightning strike, that all these people came together and actually worked really well together? Or did you build this over time?
It's definitely the original DNA of the organization. I think it's where I was at coming in, and where Justin was already at. And I think that's why the relationship between the two of us is pretty symbiotic. It's like we really have that same core desire to do a couple of things, like do the right thing for clients, but also develop relationships with them. I mean, these are real people that we're working with. And they're really interesting.
Yeah.
That we both at our core really, really enjoy that portion of it. And we see the value of it too. You know, it would be very unusual for either of us to walk into a meeting and not have a discussion about something completely off business, you know, for at least 10 or 15 minutes. And, you know, I think that's a difference maker. And I think a lot of organizations. So then it's like, okay, so we have that. How do we extend that? Is that something we teach to people? And I think the conclusion after some, you know, it wasn't like we always were perfect either as far as bringing people on board. But we got it down to a science pretty quickly that really at the end of the day, that was the most important thing. You know, we talk about, you know, we want to hire people that have a PhD and that have perseverance, that have heart and have desire. And if you have those, you're probably pretty good at developing relationships and value, probably more important, valuing relationships. And, you know, when you have a relationship, you're more apt to always make the right decision when it comes to those interactions. And we work in an industry that changes so quickly. And, you know, there's critical times with things that happen in our industry, yeah, because of the nature of it, that, you know, you can't fall back on something other than what your instincts are. And right. So we've really looked, I think we've searched long and hard, and we've made decisions not to grow as fast as we potentially could have because we didn't have, we wanted to make sure we had the right people in place. It's, you know, it's sort of like, this is going to be a journey. Let's take as many right steps as we can. And, you know, once that foundation is built, then we're not doing all the hiring now. Other people are hiring, but they're hiring looking for those same skill sets and same DNA and making sure people have a PhD.
All right. I think we can't end on a higher note than that. Scott, you'll be back on in the future, because I think one area that people are really interested in is sort of the, you know, creative content. And, you know, I think it's fascinating to look at companies that have sort of made themselves content development companies as well. Like there's New Harbor, and then there's New Harbor's stuff that we're giving out and we want out in the world to propagate just for like, here's good information, here's interesting facts and stuff like that. So I think there's a lot of people who listen to this that are probably interested in how you make that leap and having the guts and capabilities to do that. So thank you very much, Scott. We will continue this series with some of the other OGs in the future. So I look forward to hearing from some of those other folks. Thanks, Scott.
Yeah, you're welcome. Take care.
And here's some of the other episodes that I referenced earlier, the Caring for the Team, the previous episode on this. Check out www.newharborsecurity.com. You can also see our blog. All the old episodes are on there. We have walkthroughs, etc. Like, subscribe, share, tell your friends, email us at pwned@newharborsecurity.com for ideas. And if you want to be a guest, and we will talk to you later.